1 Peter chapter 5, beginning in verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another, and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now I invite you to turn to the book of James, chapter 4. James chapter 4, 1. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have, you murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but he gives more grace. Therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. I was led to this as I read the Sunday school lesson about Jehu. Jehu, from what we read, did what he was told of the Lord, to kill off the descendants of Ahab. Yet, we read in today's lesson that he failed to be a righteous king. Why? Now, you may have your own ideas, and that's fine. As I look at the story, I wonder if Jehu failed to recognize the idea that God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Why? Well, I can't put myself in Jehu's shoes completely, but as I think about it, the idea of obliterating a lineage and being called of God to do it, so to speak, doesn't look appealing to me, but I can see the idea of power kind of overcoming. So that's one idea, that's my idea, that possibly the reason he failed to completely turn his heart towards God and be a righteous king was that the power of this command, of this, what he was called to do, overtook him. And all of a sudden, Jehu could do no wrong. Jehu is the right one. So I'm wondering if at least one of the reasons why he failed to live righteously is because he had pride in how God was using him. So that made me ask the question, so how are you and I like Jehu? We recognize that we are called of God to be used of him. But we dare not forget the two scriptures that I just read from. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. There is something about understanding our call and ministering and serving in that call, but we dare not let it become powerful to where it corrupts us. I've seen times in my life where I've taken pride in being used of God. There's something fleshly fulfilling about understanding that I'm being used of God. God sees that, and according to James and Peter, we have a choice. We can either be resisted by God, or we can choose to humble ourselves and receive grace. I also had to think of the scripture in Psalms that says that God showed his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. So which are you wanting? Are you just satisfied with seeing God work? Seeing God work through you? Or is that not enough? Are you going to say, no, I pursue God. I want to be like Moses. I want to know him. So which are you wanting? To see him work or to know him intimately? Now, I believe as we know him intimately, we will see him work. But it's a first and second thing. We dare not just pursue how God is wanting to work in and through us. I had to think of the idea of servants and sons. I believe servants pursue inheritance, his gifts, his acts, his working. But sons pursue relationship. Relationship first, and then in that relationship, God works through us. So, we can choose, I believe, whether we receive resistance from God or whether we receive grace. And I would like for you to note, it doesn't say that God resists some of the proud, or sometimes he resists the proud. It says God resists the proud. And if you're like me, in your experience, you understand this. When you are it, when you are number one, God will resist you. And he has his ways. In some ways, individually precise for each of us, because he knows what we need. But he gives grace to the humble. And in James, then, he goes on to say, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. So I'm asking you today, are you glorying in the fact that God is using you and pursuing ways that he's working marvelously? Or are you pursuing relationship and experiencing the grace that comes from humility? Because it says God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. I invite you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Paul, in writing to the Corinthians, was helping them see that you lifting someone up who has been used of God and saying we are of this person is really not where it's at. So I'd like to read verses 5 through 17. Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed as the Lord gave to each one? I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything nor he who waters, but God gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, you are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. I think if I can see some of what Paul is talking about here is, I think we can build on a foundation. We can be used of God in humility, and our work will last. If we do it in pride, our work will burn up. So I think it's some of what I've been emphasizing here this morning. Let's glory in the fact that we know the Lord Jesus Christ, and let's revel in intimacy with him in relationship. And then out of that, as he uses us, let's be humble. Let's choose humility. And I'm reminded of the words of Jesus when he said, not everyone who comes to me and says, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. And then he goes on to say, those who did and ministered to him as unto him. And they said, when did we do this? I think there was a humility and understanding their relationship with the Lord that involved them in work, the work of the Lord, but it wasn't about them. It was about Jesus Christ. It was about bringing him glory. So that's my challenge to you this morning. Are we going to be like Jehu? And I'm going to say, take pride in God using us. Or are we going to choose to humble ourselves and allow God to work through us and use us? But our ultimate goal is closeness, relationship with him. I'd like to read the first verse of the last song we sang. Here from the world we turn, Jesus to seek. Here may his loving voice tenderly speak. Jesus, our dearest friend, while at thy feet we bend, oh, let thy smile descend. 'Tis thee we seek. Would you kneel for prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we come before you in humility, Lord. It's our desire to humble ourselves before you. Father, forgive us for the times when we've lifted ourselves up in pride and maybe even reveled in the fact that we're used of you. God, we want to know you. We want to pursue you. As the songwriter said, 'tis thee we seek. So I just pray, Father, that today as we look at the lesson, the Sunday school lesson, that we would understand your heart, understand what you're saying to us today in 2018, And I pray with James that we would humble ourselves before you and allow you to lift us up. Go with us and bless the service further. We pray this through Christ.